Good morning, you guys. Welcome back to the show, the Donna and Steve show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Wondering why we're playing this oldie but goodie because of the passing of Olivia Newton-John at the age of 73. So we're celebrating her music all day today. I have a friend in town from New Jersey. I'm sorry, from Florida. From Florida. Stosh and Steve. He was saying that one of his friends, whenever somebody dies, sends out a mass group text to everybody, like, did you hear so-and-so died? And he said, do you have a friend like that? Because everybody's got a friend like that, I assume.
Yeah, I get it.
I'm guilty of it. I don't do the mass text, but I'll send it to someone I think is interested in knowing.
I don't think I'll text. I don't think I do the text.
You wouldn't do the text if someone like that you're was
like when
important
Kobe died.
To your mom.
Kobe died, and I didn't like text my brothers right away.
Interesting.
I just like absorbed the information, and then
amazing restraint on your part.
Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. You're my best friend.
Thank you, Donna. I have a correction that I'd like to add. I think we need a corrections and omissions, okay. Sort of an open, Rocco.
<Yep. clears throat>
And I've done this before, and so I'm no stranger to this.
All right, we're ready for it.
I would like to make a correction. Let the record show that according to emailer Mary...
Mary?
What I said was not true, which I mean means this will strike people as good news. Gene Hackman has not passed away.
That is true. He's like in his 90s.
He is still alive. He is 92. He retired. Okay, so there, I am having a moment where I really feel like earlier this year, we honored his life and we looked back on, you know, Gene Hackman. Was this when we found out that he retired? Was there an update on
there was a picture
condition?
Of him and somebody was like, look at Gene Hackman now, or something to that effect. Or maybe it was the anniversary of the French Connection or something. But listen,
there are now two people that on live airwaves I have declared dead when they were in fact not.
Do we need to play a little game of dead or alive?
Gene Hackman and Bob Dole. Now Bob Dole has since passed. Right?
I don't know. Don't ask me. I'm not getting involved in your
but
drama.
I said that live on Twin Cities Live, and I said, God rest his soul. And about 30 seconds later, in my ear, my little earpiece, I hear, hey, Steve, Bob Dole's alive.
Yeah.
And I just, I should have watched, and I wish I could have watched my face in that moment as I received the information that I knew I then had to share.
He died in December. Yeah.
Bob Dole did.
Yes.
Yes. Gene Hackman.
Still alive.
Still alive, and that's just wonderful.
Anybody
Thank you,
else?
Mary.
Are we good? Okay, bye.
See you later, Donna.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
All right, what do you want? Do you want an Elton John, Britney Spears collaboration story? Or do you want a Taylor Swift going to court to prove she wrote a song story?
You know, I might
say... She's forever talking about Taylor.
Well...
Well, I guess that made up our mind for us.
I guess so. All right, so here's the story. Do you guys remember she had a copyright infringement lawsuit over her 2014 hit, Shake It Off? It's been going on since 2017.
Yes.
It was dismissed in 2018, and then that decision was overturned. Well, the songwriters, Sean Hall and Nathan Butler, continue to demand a percentage of profits from the song because of the similarities to their song, Play Is Gun Play, which they wrote for 3LW, the early 2000s girl group.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so she has provided a lengthy response in a motion filed today. She says, the lyrics to Shake It Off were written entirely by me. See if you buy this story, okay?
Okay.
She said, in writing the lyrics, I drew partly on experiences in my life, and in particular, unrelenting public scrutiny of my personal life, clickbait reporting, public manipulation, other forms of negative personal criticism, which I learned I just needed to shake off and focus on my music. So far, we got the shake it off part, right? She said, I recall hearing phrases about players play and haters hate. stated together by other children while attending school in high school. And she said these phrases were akin to other commonly used sayings like, don't hate the playa, hate the game, take a chill pill, and say it, don't spray it.
Whoa.
And your barn door's open.
Right. Or whatever Steve calls it in Pittsburgh.
Kennywood's open.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, funny. What about, do you guys ever say XYZ PDQ?
Yes, you read that word.
What's that mean?
It means zip it up.
Examine your zipper pretty darn quick.
Okay.
How about 3LW?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's that, and then we all know how Shake It Off goes, right?
And then play, you know what?
I'm pro Taylor Swift here. Isolate that audio. I am pro Taylor Swift here because Haters Gonna Hate is its own thing. And I think it'd be easy for anyone in a vacuum away from each other to sort of land on, you know, Haters Gonna Hate, Player's Gonna Play. You know, like it could naturally, Farmer's Gonna Farm.
Right. I mean, or Talk to the Hand.
Plumber's
Gonna
Plum.
Right. You're all that in a bag of chips.
Talk to the Hand. I once told Brett Robb, I was in fifth grade, he was in fourth grade. I told him to save it, is what we used to do, like Talk to the Hand. So you'd put your hand right up in the person's face, and he had the greatest comeback you could ever have to. You know what he did?
What?
He licked my hand.
I love it.
On the bus.
Dirty liquor. Okay, so...
Liquor's gonna lick.
Do you remember the talk to the elbow, because the hand ain't worth the extension?
Oh, no.
So people could be putting this in a number of songs. Does that mean they ripped one another off or they're just exposed to the same sayings?
Yeah. No, that I feel good about Taylor Swift in this situation.
All right. Great. I rest my case.
Donna, we're not in court anymore. You were on a jury months ago. All right.
It was a great experience. Thank you.
You should get that tattooed on you. What do you have to lose?
Ooh,
you know what I should do?
What do the lawyers have? Like the scales?
Oh, yeah, because you right now have the theater faces, happy face, sad face.
I'm going to turn them into a scale.
Oh, you're going to retrofit it. Have they separated? Are they further apart now or it would work like a scale?
Not really, but we might need to make one's face a little longer so he outweighs the other guy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this has been great.
I really want to see someone in their 90s with a full sleeve tattoo.
I do too.
You know, just yesterday you said you don't see, these are Donna's words.
These are not my words, they're Bill Maher's.
But you...
Who I never watch or listen to ever.
Okay, yeah.
It was a story in the news.
And what was it?
He said...
You
ever see a fat 90-year-old?
So with that, I would just say, you know...
Right?
Have you ever seen someone like a senior citizen with a face tattoo? That will come now because we have people doing the face tattoo thing. Sleeves, like full sleeve tattoos, really came to be like, you know, I don't know, like 90s, it feels like. Like 90s, right? Like the full colored sleeve tattoo. It used to be you were in the military, you had one tattoo there, and that was it.
Right.
I want to see people fully inked up who are, you know, eating early at Denny's.
All right, send us a picture. No, don't go anywhere because we have to talk about some food news. Papa John's has an interesting new offering. Let's see what you think about it.
I'm excited for that. And fans of Golden Girls, namely Bradley Trainer from My Talk, do you know about this cool new thing happening in LA? I bet it'd be really fun to go here. We'll tell you about it when we come back in a little food news on Donna and Steve.
All right, we're back. Hey, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, where talk is fun. It's Donna Valentine and Steve Patterson. And then, of course, we are joined by producer DJ Rock Lobster. Let's get some food news.
Welcome to Donna and Steve's. Can I interest you in some food news today?
Yummy. Me first. Right. Okay. Papa John's is introducing something new.
Rocco,
you didn't even let me finish.
Yeah, but it's not like Tony's Pizzeria in the corner. Yeah, right. And so, you know, God forbid it's a business that experienced success and Rocco's an anarchist.
And
to put it in a nutshell,
Papa John is kind of the opposite of an anarchist.
Well, let me just tell you. Okay. This reminds me a little bit because Jersey Mike's, I think, does something very similar.
Oh, I just ate at Jersey Mike's.
Oh, my God. Look at me. I know stuff about fast food. Okay, so maybe you feel a little guilty about how much crust you're consuming. But have you ever considered just scraping all the toppings off with, you know, off of the pizza and just eating that?
Unacceptable.
All right. So there's a new option. Instead of doing that, it's called Papa Bowls. Papa Bowls.
Papa Bowls.
Papa Bowls.
Babacoa Bowl.
Don't even get me started. Anyway.
Anything to get you off this story, but go ahead.
Stop
Rocco.
It.
Why are you giving a free commercial to Papa John's? They're terrible.
Have you tried Papa John's recently?
I've never had
it. You know the dipping
it.
Sauce that they have? It's pretty good. I mean, it's a pretty solid chain yeah, pizza.
And, it could also lubricate your motor in a car. It's just like gross oil. Hope they don't sponsor this station. Otherwise,
well, they probably do.
Well, okay, they don't anymore.
Yep, thanks for that. We, by the way, the opinions of DJ Rock Lobster do not reflect the radio station or
and certainly
opinions.
Not Donna and Steve.
Thank you.
We don't want to be lumped into that weird tank.
So here's what they're doing. This is kind of interesting. They're just taking all the toppings like meat, veggies, cheese, sauce, and then they bake them together without a crust. So basically you have a casserole, or as we call it, a hot dish.
Hot dish.
There are three varieties. Listen up, Rocco.
Yeah, I'm listening for your check to clear from Papa John's.
I mean, here he goes. What's this guy's problem?
There's right. Italian meats trio, there's chicken Alfredo, and there's garden veggie. Or you can create your own, just like a normal pizza.
Do you hate Italian things, Rocco?
Yeah.
Italian
Why are you anti-Italian-American?
Unbelievable. This day and age?
In this economy? I have a godson who says that all the time. No matter what you say, he'll be like, in this economy?
It's a great lie. Oh, that's funny.
He probably picked it up from some TV show.
Who cares?
I know, it's great. So they're going to be available to loyalty members, not you, Rocco, starting next Monday. Yeah.
We know who has a lot of loyalty to Papa John's. This segment's been going on about 5 minutes now.
They're $7.99 each. Listen, I didn't even know that Papa John was a real person until somebody told me.
He is. And Papa John, who I believe is no longer with the company due to some controversy of which you can research on your own, he is filthy rich. I mean, I need you to understand this.
I've seen the
richer
pictures.
Than you think, to the point where, Don, remember there was a brief season on our radio show where I would come in and there'd be another day and I'd say, I saw something else from Papa John. And I would pull up, and Rocco, you wanna this is really gonna chap your behind. He had a moat to get into his house. Not a little moat, like a full blown castle moat. Because his house was as big as a castle. The gaudiness. You know how some people are very wealthy, but do it tastefully, with class, not a show it in your face. Whereas other people want you to know when you walk into their home, I'm rich, I'm rich, I have money, I am rich. That's him.
Yes, yes.
Unbelievable property. Oh, my word. Yeah, and he was doing like Papa tours of his home. He'd do one different room each day. I mean, it was crazy.
It was like really over the top, gaudy. Yes.
Yes. Like the Venetian lobby or something like that.
Exactly. It was like a hotel. Here's the thing about people like that. You know how I feel? The people who flash that stuff like that are swimming in debt. That's my assumption.
Everything is financed and leveraged.
Yeah,
and,
or leased, rented. Yes. Absolutely.
Enough of my rebuttal. I've really been enjoying a place in Hudson, Wisconsin called Bricks Neapolitan Pizza.
Oh, well, maybe we'll head there.
They have one called the Hot Honey that has like honey.
Hot Honey.
Jalapeno, like it's like Thai.
I gotta write this down.
Honey on Bricks it and peppers. And
Rocco, have you tried the Hot Honey Pizza? It's called I'm Your Daddy at Surly.
No, but the pizza place at Surly is great. Is it still open?
I think it's open again. I'm Your Daddy pizza.
Yeah.
Fresh, hot, right out of the box is, for me, the best bite of pizza I've ever had in my life.
Agreed.
Unbelievable. Something about honey on pizza.
I also want to give a shout out to the Fire Breathing Dragon pizza at Pizza Luce. It's kind of a jerk chicken with pineapple. Anyways, I feel better now. Go ahead.
All right.
Talk about your
pizza. Hey, speaking
bowls,
of that, with your Papa suggestions, you know, I've got family here. They just got here last night. And I've got friends coming next week as well to join.
Wow.
If you want to send us an email and tell us, like, what is your go-to day trip for visitors? Or what's a must-go-to? We're looking for suggestions. So you can email the show at, what's our thingy thing? Donna and Steve Show.
It's Donna and Steve Show at mytalk1071.com.
Or listen, you can wait until 11:30. We'll bring it up again and you can call us.
There is a there's a pop-up right now out in L.A., a Golden Girls pop-up. I'll link this up on the Don and Steve Show links page. It features Sophia's Lasagna, Blanche's Bedroom, and more. They've really themed it out, fully themed this sucker out, so that it just makes you feel like you've sort of stepped into to their set, into the world that was the Golden Girls.
That's awesome. I think I heard Colleen and Bradley talking about that.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Well, listen, I mean, Bradley's got that Golden Girls beat on lock.
I have to tell you.
I'll link this up so you can see the pictures.
Okay, perfect. That's at mytalk1071.com. I have to say that when I was younger and I just randomly was like, I'm going to watch this episode of Golden Girls. Hands down, one of the funniest sitcoms that has ever been made. It is so funny. Laugh out loud funny. So if you're looking for something on MeTV, I don't know.
And I remember when I was a kid, I was five, we were at Disney World and we did a backlot tour and they showed the exterior of the house that they took the shots of for Golden Girls. And I felt like I had stepped into a television. I couldn't believe it.
That's amazing. Yeah.
That's such an interesting life.
Right.
We're going to take a break now.
I wonder how Bea Arthur's doing.
Play a game. 651-641-1071. Call now.
It is the Donna and Steve Show, and we want to play our little game. I will touch this button, and this will happen.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna?
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve?
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host,
DJ Rock Lobster.
Let's see how smart you are.
You know, I have a feeling that just everybody turned the dial once I just started ragging on Papa John's.
Oh, I'm sure.
Come back to us, people. We love Papa John's. Oh, there's the phone. Let's guten tag it.
All right.
Hello, do you love Papa John's Papa Bells as much as Donna Valentine?
First of all, I've never had Papa John's pizza in my life.
Donna is a diehard for the Papa Boys. Who's this?
Who's on the phone? Hello, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, who's this? Who's this?
My name is Laura, and I'm here with Dory, and we just wanted to share a memory of...
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you cut out.
A memory
out.
Of
oh,
what? You just started of Olivia cutting and John?
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry, you cut out. A memory of what?
Of Olivia...
Shoot. Oh, you're cutting out. Call us back, and we'll try to get to you right after the show. You're cutting in and out, and so we want to hear the story, but we want to hear it.
Oh, great. The I way blocked that it's all the rest of the lines. Now we got to open them back
open
up.
Open them up
again.
If you like Papa Bowls from Papa John's, call us now. We're not giving any away, but that's kind of the criteria for which you must, the filter for which you must pass through in order to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, 651-641-1071. We will wait for a call right now, and then maybe get an Olivia Newton-John's story.
Well, I'll give you a hint. Here's somebody.
It's a National Book Day.
It is something about a book day, but I'm not going with that. Oh. Deep tease, I might go with that later with Lori and Julia.
Duh.
By the way, guten tag, who's on the telephone now? Hello.
Hi there, you're on My Talk. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Who is this?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, who's this?
I hear you just great. What's your name?
Mary.
Oh, Mary.
Tell you, one out of every three. We got Mary's, Judy's, and then, you know, the field.
My boyfriend used to do that in many, many years ago. Mary.
Nice. Mary? What, do you want the moon, Mary? I'll throw a lasso around.
I would imitate the Henry Fonda GAF commercial.
How fun.
That's how far back I go.
Well, that's awesome.
Let's run it back. Well, Mary, listen, you sound mild-mannered and emotionally controlled, and so we're appreciative of that. You have an opportunity to team up with Donna or Steve in today's College of Pop Culture Knowledge in an effort to win a home safe.
That is not true, Mary. Legally, he has to deny that that is a prize.
Sorry, it's a T-shirt.
It is a T-shirt.
Inside of a safe.
It's not, but it will keep you safe.
Mary, I'm sorry you had to join this whack job of a show. Here's the deal. There's a bunch of celebrity birthdays today. Like, here's some that didn't make the cut. Hoda Kotb, Gillian Anderson, Curtis Blow, Eric Bana, But I did pick three other celebrities that are having a birthday today, and maybe even a fourth for a tiebreaker. Who do you think knows more about famous people that were born on August 9th, Donna or Steve?
That's really a hard topic.
It is.
Birthdays. Oh, my God. I'll go with Donna.
Yes! Woo!
All right.
What's your problem, Mary?
Mary, go away, Steve.
All right. I'll be over here, guys. I love you.
All right. We love you back. Okay. I know.
There he goes. There goes Mary on hold.
Now, what are we doing?
People that were born today.
Got
I picked, these are some famous people. These are some A-listers, I think.
Love it.
Maybe B-listers, but, you know, they're up there. These are people that have been nominated for Academy Awards.
Okay.
I think.
Okay, Rocco, just...
At least two of them have.
Just say it with conviction and we'll all believe you.
The first one I'm going to bring up, she... I'm not going for Academy Awards here. I'm going to list her Golden Raspberry Awards.
Oh, no.
Nominated six times. That's a record for Worst Actress.
Mm-hmm.
Here are the six movies she's been nominated for. Bonfire of the Vanities, Shining Through, A Stranger Among Us, Born Yesterday, Too Much, Crazy in Alabama... Oh. And Cecil B. Demented. Name that six-time Golden Raspberry nominee who's having a birthday today.
I don't know. Elizabeth something something or Sandra Bullock.
Okay, how about this person? She's been in Trolls, Pitch Perfect, and Up in the Air.
Okay, that is Anna Kendrick.
This guy was also in Up in the Air. He played a pilot. He played a cowboy in The Big Lebowski.
Oh. Oh, Sam Elliott.
Okay, and the first one, six Golden Raspberry Awards. Bonfire of the Vanities is a big one. Cecil B. Demented. Shining Through.
I am blanking out.
Okay, well, maybe Mary can help. Let's. Did you hear that one, Mary? Who do you know who this person is who's been nominated six times for Worst Actress at the Golden Raspberries?
Excuse me. I'm afraid... I cannot think of anyone.
Okay. That's all right. Steve won't get it.
How do you feel about her other answers, Anna Kendrick and Sam Elliott?
Good about those.
Okay. Okay.
Well, let's wave at Steve.
All right. Steve's going to come back now. Hey, he hasn't heard anything we said. Okay.
A lot of people have asked, how do we spend the time when we are not chosen by the caller? I catch up on some emails. Quick note for anyone in our building who's listening. From Amy Bone. Good morning. A ring was found in the women's restroom near the first floor boardroom. If you are missing a ring, please contact her.
Are you saying this for the benefit of the people in our building?
Only people in the building who are...
Okay.
only lost rings in the
building.
By the way, Steve, you're a sports guy. It's also Deion Sanders' birthday today and Brett Hull.
Prime time!
Also, the first poster ever of Smokey the Bear was released on this day, so it's his birthday too, but that's not why you called.
Only you.
Thank you, Smokey Reagan.
Mr. Gorbachev, sit down.
All right, Steve, I'm going to quiz you on some birthday people today. Two of them are Academy Award nominees, and one of them holds the record for the most ever Golden Raspberries. I'll start with her. She has been nominated for Worst Actress six times at the Golden Raspberries, and here are those films. The Bonfire of the Vanities, Shining Through, A Stranger Among Us, Born Yesterday, Too Much, Crazy in Alabama, and Cecil B. Demented. Name that birthday girl who has the record for most Golden Raspberry noms.
Pass.
She's been in Trolls, Pitch Perfect, and Up in the Air.
Anna Kendrick.
He was also in Up in the Air as a pilot. He also played a cowboy in The Big Lebowski.
I'm the dude. Where's John Goodman? Lebowski. I'm working on a painting here, man. Ah.
It's all right. We can let Mary win something.
It's not my rug, man.
I wonder if I can find a clip.
I don't even know if that's a line in the movie.
I'm going to see if I can find a clip of Sam Elliott as the cowboy in Lebowski.
Oh, and he was a pilot. What a What a sweet pilot voice that would be coming over your airwaves when you hit your cruising
he
altitude.
He seems like he's a bit of an SOB.
Donna.
Doesn't he seem like he just wants to be like, yeah, oh, I'm sure no he's, time for you.
I'm sure he's over it to some extent.
Yes, there you go.
As the cowboy version of Eeyore.
I'm going to try playing the clip here. There's a lot of swearing in the Big Lebowski. I'm going to give it a shot, though.
Oh, gosh.
Sarsaparilla. Sioux City sarsaparilla? Yeah, it's a good one.
There you go.
Sam Elliott ordering a sarsaparilla.
He also sounds like Trace Adkins.
Wait, here's Sam Elliott on his birthday.
I am tired.
Okay.
He's in 1883, by the way, and he's great.
I love Sam Elliott. Anytime he's in something, he's one of those people that I just am captivated. I want to lean into the scene if Sam Elliott's in it.
Anywho, the worst actress nominee was Melanie Griffith.
Oh, that's hard. Okay.
I wondered. It was, not...
Cecil B. Demented?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when it jumped the shark.
You are in your career, Donna.
That's me. I'm jumping the shark. Woo! Casino tour.
She's collecting Social Security today. She's 65.
What'd it do?
Sam Elliott turning 78, and you both nailed. I gotta stop saying that. You both got the Anna Kendrick question right.
How old is she? 40?
For some reason, it doesn't show it on this website I'm on, but if I quick Google it, she is 37 and 5'2", born in Portland, Maine. Thanks. Anna Kendrick.
I do have another company email.
Oh, God. Are we just going to do company emails? Mary,
you win a t-shirt.
You win.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Great.
Yay, Mary.
We thought you would think that. Mary, thank you so much for listening. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
Thanks.
I'll talk to you off the air about getting that t-shirt to you. Hang out.
All right, real quick, this from Lord Raycamp, Building Services Manager. Team, the water for the buildings will be shut off for approximately 15 minutes tomorrow morning, beginning at 8, as the city performs annual water meter inspections. He goes on to say he will try to be nimble with communicating what parts of the building will have access to water.
And this email from Kaylee Larson. Oops, sorry if I gave your last name that way there, Kaylee. The score is now 37-33. Steve, Donna's creeping back in.
I'm just creeping, though. I'm not getting very far. That's a bummer. Oh, man.
Happy birthday to all those celebs.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Whitney Houston was going to be the tiebreaker. She is no longer with us, but it was her birthday. It is her birthday. August 9th.
I think I was at the hotel where she passed away like 4 days after she passed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
It's just weird. You just feel close to something. I mean, you're far from it, but it makes you feel suddenly like, boy, this is crazy. This is the building where she passed away.
I have 30 seconds. I'm going to give you some tips.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting
all right, that's enough. All right, here we go. Okay, so this is a list of frequent flyers who are sharing their flying etiquette that everyone should know by now. Okay, here's what you should know. You ready? Take your jewelry off before going through security.
Can I jump in?
After walking through security with your shoes off, don't stand in everyone's way. Have your boarding pass on hand before you approach the gate. Yes.
I was going to say, I think we might need to talk about this after the break.
All right, let's do that. Okay, because there's a list of 10.
And I learned something interesting that they're no longer asking for when I check in through the TSA pre-check line.
Oh, really? Oh, and I'm like, Mr. Pre-check, huh?
Oh, get into the luxury that I live. When we return, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Welcome back, you guys. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. We're playing Olivia Newton-John bumper music because she passed away at the age of 73. So we want to honor her today.
Did you see that story about how somebody from like Olivia, Minnesota was like, hey, you should come visit our town, and she did, like at the height of her popularity.
What?
And like she hung out in the parade. I think there's something in the Star Tribune about it today.
Oh, how sweet.
Yes.
So sad.
Steve, were you around when the Chan did Xanadu?
No, I wasn't.
It was pretty good. And that's a pretty fun musical. and they kind of make, you know, they kind of are playful about her Australian accent and stuff.
Right. And oh, cute. Aw. I know they changed her name in Greece from whatever it was to...
Sandy?
To Sandy Olson. They changed her last name to accommodate her accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they made it a more... Because I don't think she could do an American...
Sandy Buttafuoco or something?
Yeah, or like, you know, some real American name. Gotcha. But then they switched it up. Yeah. Thank you. All right, so here we go, Steve. Now, these are rules. Proper etiquette when flying, when traveling.
Okay.
That frequent flyers, like yourself, say you should know by now.
Yeah, I was part of the group that was polled.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, so here we go. Okay. Take your jewelry off before going through security.
Preach on that. Even when I go through a TSA pre-check, I'm taking... And different pre-checks have different... They have, like, different rules. Sometimes I feel like I need to take something off. Sometimes I'll, like, leave your belt on, leave your belt off. I think some of the machines have different temperamentality.
Are you going to compare everything to pre-check?
No, I'm just saying that even in pre-check, what I'll do is get all of my... I'll take my watch off, my fake expensive watch, which was $20 on Amazon. I'll take that off. Wallet out, cell phone out, and I put them in the pocket of my carry-on bag. And I'm like, I don't want to play the game. Okay. I don't want to play a game.
All right. So far, you're doing great.
And now, more tales from first class.
Hey, can I have another order of short rib and a Chardonnay? Thank you.
All right.
TSA pre-check, by the way, $75, I think. Five years. It lasts.
Oh!
No, it lasts for 5 years. And if you don't have TSA pre-check... It is, and I am not overstating this, the best $75 you will ever spend.
Okay, great. All right, getting back to taking your shoes off. After you get through security with your shoes off, don't just stand in everyone's way. Grab all your stuff to the designated benches and collect yourselves there. Otherwise, you're being a roadblock.
Yeah, you want to be spatially aware, and you want to be self-aware.
Correct. Have your boarding pass on hand before you get to the gate.
Now, you can get this on your phone. I've been downloading my boarding pass to my phone through my Delta app.
Okay.
And I never really did that a lot before. I'd print the boarding pass until recently. But I'll tell you what's interesting. If I may share one more story from the TSA pre-check line. Donna, I show them my boarding pass, like, at the beginning, but you know how you then have to pass through the actual security TSA professional who's looking at your ID and your boarding pass?
Yes.
They no longer look at my boarding pass. I think that they have something in their computer where when you hand them your ID, they run it through a machine, and I think it pulls up if you have an itinerary booked on that driver's license that day. But my point is, it's one less thing that you have to show, at least in TSA pre-check, the trusted travelers.
Thank you. You're going to keep going back to pre-check, right?
I just don't know how to travel like you people.
Check behind you before reaching your seat. I don't know what that's about. Do you?
Check behind you before reaching your seat.
Oh, like before you put your seat down, look behind you to make sure.
No, check behind you before. Oh, you're right. It is reclining your seat. I said reaching. You're right. My bad.
Triceratops.
All right. Here's another. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't have my glasses on. Okay.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Okay. No, you're doing great. Thank you for bringing us this list. This is good.
You're welcome. Let's make a list. If it's a plane with groups of three seats together. The person in the middle, finish the sentence.
Gets both armrests.
You got it.
This is not up for debate. This is the law of the air.
That's right. Unspoken rules. Okay, number six. Be mindful of whether or not other passengers are in the mood to chat. If a person's using headphones or earbuds, guess what? They don't want to do small talk with you.
Yeah, I look back on regret, my last flight. No, I really do. There was a gentleman beside me, and I sat down, and of course, we were flying first class, as it were, and the woman came up to take our order, this flight attendant, He ordered a Bloody Mary. And I said, you know, I'll take a white wine. And then he said out loud, oh, that sounds good too. And I was like, yeah, I know, right? And I thought, he invited me to talk. And I actually went through this internal back and forth, Donna, of should I just ask him, hey, what's waiting for you in Minneapolis? Business, work, home, pleasure, leisure? What do you got?
You don't do that till you land.
Yeah, because then you automatically truncate the conversation. It can't go more than 8 minutes. But I just felt like maybe we'll talk. Maybe we'll get to know each other a little bit. Maybe I'd learn about his business. And at some point, you could still morph into headphones. I think that we should talk to strangers more and life becomes more interesting, but I don't do it.
I had a couple of interesting encounters on a plane. One was I sat next to a guy. I didn't look at him the whole time. And then when we landed, we started talking. And he was trying to make his way into Manhattan and was a little lost. And I was being picked up to go into New Jersey. And then we kind of hit it off. And then we separated. It was like a movie.
Oh,
like maybe God. I'm meant to meet him on top of the Empire State Building. I don't know. What am I doing here?
You've got mail.
I mean, and then I was like, hey, do you know what you're doing? Do you need a hand? Because then I ran into him after we got off the plane and separated, and then I saw him at the coffee place, and I'm like, hey, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, this is where you exchange information. Then what happened?
And we didn't. And he knows what I do, but I don't think he knows where.
Oh, wait, excuse me. How about that? Excuse me, are you taking follow-up questions? I'll ask one anyway.
Sure.
Was this recent?
It was a year ago.
And you have helped this from me, your trusted friend.
Yes.
Done.
I had another issue with a photographer who I didn't talk to the entire time. He was stressing out because he was working a video shoot. He was a photographer doing like a music video. And like, there's so many interesting people. Yeah, you're
right.
This
is my point. And it.
Yeah, but I don't know that I want to talk for 3 hours to somebody.
That's fair, judging that. But I think the idea of just talking to strangers.
You wait until there's 40 minutes left in the flight.
It's an interesting exercise. Then you might really learn something interesting.
Then I sat next to a forensic...
Rocco, can you make a Tales from Coach?
No, this girl says to me, she goes, excuse me, ma'am, do you want to come over here? It had to do with the seat switching over. And then we sit down, don't say anything to each other for 5 minutes. And she goes, I'm sorry I called you ma'am. Like, out of nowhere. I go, it's okay.
Oh, that's funny.
And then
Rocco, I'm thinking for the Tales from Coach, it could be like crying baby, yes. A bunch of like, excuse me, that's, I'm coming through.
Here's a couple more.
Somebody farting.
Oh, that always happens. Don't let your kid kick the seat in front of them. Practice proper hygiene. And when getting off the plane, don't pack the aisle or try to push forward. Okay, just wait your turn, guys.
All right.
You're welcome. I do this as a public service, and nobody appreciates
it. Tom Cruise News.